time that we're almost holding by Pesach. The Mitzvah Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim is found in the Sefer Achinuch. Sorry about that. Here we go. The Chinuch writes as follows. The Saper is trying to make us a Benisan. Okay. We got to the Bincha. Shash Achilas Matzah. Tell us the Indian of the Mitzvah. Also the Shirashim Mitzvah, which is very important. But at the very end, he says, "Veno hagas v'scharim v'ne kevis," applies to women too. Says the Mincha Chinuch. What? Dova zechidish gadol etzli. Lomi ein noeg mitzvah zuben nashim. Kevin that mitzvah sasei shadzman garama v'nashim peturus. And the Rambam writes that by achilas matzah, nashim chayavas kemevur b'shas. Kan lo kosav zeh. There are five of them. Kiddush, Matzah, Pesach, Simcha, Hakil. He doesn't quote this one. So how do you, where do you get it from? Pilei Ploim. Mikra Megillah, Vidalat Kosis. He could have thrown Chanukah too. For Achicha Atosvus, the Dov Azeh Ein Ela Derabbanan B'Kol Mokom. Wow. The Shagas Aryeh proves that Kol Hashanah Noshim Peturus B'Zchiris Tzibstrayim B'Zman Grom. B'Kol Shkei Mitzvah Zu Pamachas B'Shana V'Yah Zman Grom. Lo Mitzosi B'Shum Ponim Tam Lomi Yischaivu Noshim. That's a kash. He has a wild teretz that the Rambam says, and he talks about Zohar, and it says Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Tekatsho. But that, there's no source for that anywhere. He doesn't understand. He does understand. In all our Zechroni Mishayavi Zeh, the Rabbi Machaber, Tzorach Yengol HaMinayin Lo, the Chaylash Mashiach Mishasu. And don't bring me a rye from Ishto Shoalosso, you should tell your wife. That's true. Doesn't mean that she is chayav. That doesn't mean anything. That's not right at all. Okay. It's a chumah, maybe they kula. Look at this. Because according to the chinuch, motziyim noshim v'dechovas ha-noshim v'siv v'siyot mitzrayim, uvemes kol b'shein mechuv v'ladove en motzi, ayin shas. By who said the Haggadah? It's like more on the Masechta Pesach. Who said the Haggadah? You know what these Rosh Teva stand for? Testing your acumen. Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes, what do they have in common? They didn't see, right. So we'll see the Gemara Pesach if you have a chance. It's a question of Suma Chayva Pata Me'agadah. So a woman, she's Pata, she can't say. For Lomar, Keva that Torah Amar B'Dibu Zeh, B'Shah Shesh Matzum Mar Menachal Lefanecha, V'Heim Chayavin, look at these Rosh HaTevis, B'Achilas Matzum, wow, Gam Ken Chayavin B'Zeh, Ain't a Klum. That Torah calls for the Gabi Anoshim, those who's man chiyuv, who matzino chiyuv of mitzacheres, ain't Anoshim chayuv, it's Torah chiyuv and Godel b'zeh. Look at that. Can a man be wrote to the woman? Toli him Anoshim b'chal arvus, look at Rishonim, and then look at Kamakomas b'Aruch Chaim. What's that all about? That's a whole famous fight. It comes up by Kiddush, for example. Can a man make kiddush for a woman if he himself is already yotze the mitzvah? So I want to say he can't, because you don't say call yisrael erev zel zeh with respect to noshim. Others say no. That means noshim are not erevim for anoshim, but doesn't mean that anoshim are not erevim for noshim. Comes to kiddush is another consideration. Some say there's not the anoshim and noshim. It's not binary, to use the word that they're using today. Rather, the question. He's coming from a college campus. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. You guys don't know what I'm talking about. But, but, but rather it depends chayiv apotas. As women are chayiv in kiddush, so it makes no difference. But that's for another discussion. Ad kanabo said the words of the minchas chinuch. And he says as follows. Look what he says. V'gamad the rabbanon v'vad einoshim chayavas b'chayav on tzipur the chayav medal kosis v'chein habal el pesach. Okay, so therefore, you know, yeah. V'esei zu k'shar esen v'nikfiya achatei t'inafshu bizbuz mamono. What does it mean, bizbuz mamono? What does it mean, bizbuz mamono? What does it mean? Ad what? Chomesh. Chomesh. Fine. Ad kan minchas chinuch. Are you with me so far? Good. Rabosai. So he blinds by a kasha. So the chinuch is a tzorich and godel. Tzorich and godel. Now, gentlemen, we once spoke on the previous year about a category of mitzvahs called mitzvahs haseisha presume nisa. But the Rabbanan, he himself quoted it. There are three. Three times the Torah says, the Gemara says in three places, Noshim achayavas, she'afen hayav also anes. What are the three? Just read on the off a second. Dal Kosis, Mikra Megillah, and Ner Chanukah, as we spoke about in the past. And I believe you even mentioned in the past that it's a separate category. Did you mention about that? How there's, with five nafkaminas? They rattle off my five nafkaminas. I never rattled my five nafkaminas. Okay, we'll rattle off the five nafkaminas right now. One, women are chayiv. That's the context. Women are chayiv. No woman living with a potter who is man grown. Two. It's the seventh bracha. The bracha is she'asa nisim la'avoseinu, which of course we make on near Chanukah, and we make on Mikra Megillah. What about Arba Kosis? Did I ever speak about that? No. Can I get on the Bar Ilan the Yotze for Shabbos Agol? Right, did that come up anywhere? I can get in the Ozerua, you know, because the Ozerua has
the dissertion
of the Shabbos. I'll get in the Ozerua. The Ozerua quotes, it's such an important Yotzer that the Ozerua quotes the whole thing with a parish on it. No, this comes from Rav Yosef Tuv Ella. They don't have a sitter on this thing.
I'm not sure.
Is there a sitter? I'm saying in this Bible, is there a sitter?
No, maybe under a sitter.
Sitter?
Sitter?
No, I know what it says by heart. I want to show it to you.
Where sitter is?
No.
I guess
the Ozerua will be the easiest place. Got to find out where in the Ozerua it is. Oh, they had a close pace about it. Let's look at Hilchos Pesach. Can you help me out to find it? Screening down. See if you can find the word Pesach. Erev Shabbos, so we're getting close.
Pesachim.
Ah, Pesachim. You got it. See? Bringing that ringer.
No.
I haven't got to find this. This is another trick. I'll look at the last one. Maybe it's the last one. Yes, guess right. Pirish Elokei Ruchos Chabasar. Pirish Rav Shmuel Mifalash, that's out. Goes to the whole. Good guess. The last one. So for those who say, anyone here say Yotzin Shabbos Ago in Yeshul? Anybody? I'm the only one? Okay. So I say it. So even though you don't say it, for those who don't know, it starts with an Aleph Beis. All the laws of Pesach, of Chometz, I should say, are Aleph Beis. And then, after he finishes with chametz, it goes to matzah. It's still all about chametz so far, what's on the screen. Hagolah, libun, and all the stuff. Now we start talking a little bit about matzah. Okay. Up to the shin, if you look at the alphabetical order. Tamimim. This is the tough, went from aleph to tough. Now we start from Aleph. Arba Kosos Alolu. Okay, we're discussing the... Now, before we go any further, what the Lukas says, Echad Anoshim Ve'echad Noshim Elu Ke'elu. He explains why. He says, Ner Chanukah Mikra Megillah. Fine. Then he goes further. This is the samach of the word Yosef. His name is Yosef. Sochu shanoshim, afa pish anoshim p'turim b'stish magrama. Yeah. Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis, they're all potter. Yeah. Okay. This is a long pirish. But nonetheless, but the chayavas, the matzah, why? Because chametz. Kol sheyeshno b'val tocho chametz, yeshno b'kumacho matzah. That's what it says. Fine. That's what it says. But the words of the Python say, I don't even know if he has the whole, it's just a pirish. I don't know if he has the whole, the original. Because it's true, this is a word. He just says Sochel Shanoshim. Doesn't tell you what the next of the sentence is. I wonder, is that at the beginning? It's curious. I don't think so. Can you do a sitter in the room? I can say it about Pam, but I'd rather, I'll say it about Pam, and if you'll correct me when you go back, look up your sitter. It says, Sochel Shanoshim, that the women have to, it's a rhyme, of course, everything's a rhyme. I believe it goes like this. B'chol mitzvos ha-pesach la'amtso, afal pi shiz mitzvos ha-sesh shibizman ha-gromo b'hem lo nimtso, shekol sheshtu b'v'al tochol chometz, yeshtu b'v'al tochol matzo. That's the rhyme. Nimtso and la'amtso and matzo. Maybe missing one of the other rhymes. You'll look it up, you'll see it in the back of every sitter. But of course, the word b'chol mida de psachim is a chiddush. All we know about in the Gemara is arba kosis. We know about matzah, but there's a lot of other things that call mida de pesach. What about tzipri tzis mitzrayim, for example? Is that included in what Rav Yosef Tovelim is saying? That's certainly part of call mida de pischa, that's for sure. So it's an interesting question. What is the opinion on it? Is it? We know that yet. Let's go a little bit further. Okay. Here we go. Watch this. Alphabetical order. Here we go. Reish. Rishon Bevarach Alayayim. This is Rav Yosef Bar Shmuel to. Okay. Bar Perek Ofen. Okay. Then it says, the problem is I have the Pirish, I don't have the original. He doesn't explain the original. I'll say again, Bar Perek. Lachakach, Kiddush Hayom, excuse me, Kiddush Uzman. Okay, so it's first you make Bar Pergafen, then you make Kiddush Zman. Kiddush Zman means Shechiyanu. The Eino Omer Neis Adayim. You don't say Neis Adayim here. The Neis Eino Omer. Why? It's the rhyme. Shetzarech La Omer Ba Agoda V'Roar La Koflo Ayim. It's again a rhyme. Says of Shmuel with Pelage in his explanation. Pishemaskira Ba Agoda Ksh Omer. The fichach, a shver pshat. V'yach gadein mevorach alav. Oh, mikol megom kshem mevorach asher golanu mazkir anes. Uzman shenitka b'shak b'far. That's what he says. Birchas anes b'kiddush enirak b'pesach. Ach hashem motze mokol lahazkir anes en lahosav al kiddush l'shanos. So don't say it twice. Adka. Wait a second. The pashat of pshat. The bracha of Asher Golanu is not a bracha on the four kosos. Ab Noshim Chayim Aras Kosos. So we ask the question. My Rebbe quoted this as a proof that all three have the din of mitzvah Pirsum Anisa, not Zechel Anes. We spoke about that last time, but Pirsum Anes. In fact, you make a bracha. I have no bracha on Al Bakos. No, you have the bracha. By Asher Golan, he always is called as Yosef Shabbos HaGol. But the question is that bracha is not made on the coast. It's made on the midst of Sipri's Mitzrayim. What's going on over here? Oh, I'd like to answer. Oh, what are the differences in this category? So we said what? One, women are chayav. Two, they have a separate bracha. Three. Anybody?
You have to spend all your money for it.
Excellent. I'll show you in the Magad Mishnah, an interesting Magad Mishnah. interesting Magid Mishnah, gentlemen. We'll start with the Rambam himself. Mitzvahs ner Chanukah, afilu ein lo mayochal ele min atzdaka, shol amoch ksusa v'lokech shemen ben eres avadik. What happened to the rule? You're not chayev in more than 1/5 of your money. Tzorachi and godel. Says the Magid Mishnah. It's perek dal halacha yud beis. Nireh. Shalom de b'mashin izbar perek zayim yichos chametz v'matzah. Shefi the onish shebi Yisrael. Well, Yifchas Midalat Koses, Vatamish and Pursum and Nisa, Koshkev and Erchanik, etc. So the Magid is making a comparison between one and what? Nerchanikah, which Rambam derived from the Mishnah, and Arve Psochim, it's called in Hichos Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin, money should be sold, you have to give him money for 4 cups to one. Why? It's Potter. It's Potter. You have 150 money. Apparently, Pursum and Nisa is an exception to this rule as well. With me so far? What else is it? Another nafkamina, which the first said based upon 1/5 of your money. Must you get sick to perform a mitzvah? So I was just reading this just somewhere just yesterday. I forgot where I saw it. It could be I saw it in the TABC. Thing they put on my desk from every Shabbos. Kol Torah, I think it's called. Could be it's there. He quotes from something, I think Mikroi Kodesh says this way, which I thought. The Gemara has a Masechta Nedarim, the one of the Amoraim had Arba Kodesh, he got sick till after Shavuos. He had headaches for 2 months. So, are you chayav to get sick for every mitzvah? Yeah, I saw it somewhere else. Because the brewer writes that if the wine makes you sick, you're potter because it's not derech cheres. So the question is: otherwise, you have to get sick over other mitzvahs. They should be potter because it's not you get sick. So it was the suggestion was made. No, even if you're potter in other mitzvahs, he'd be chayev. I think somebody says that getting sick is the equivalent of spending more than 1/5 of your money. Same idea. It's an exception to the rule. The fifth nafkamina could be based on Masechta on a Gemara, Rabbi Osai potentially, the Masechta Megillah. We're still in Chodesh Adar, gentlemen. We're still in Chodesh Adar. The famous Gemara in Masechta Megillah, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Vatlan Tama Torah, the Shema Mikra Megillah, famous Gemara. He said, "I saw my bittul Torah Shaykh was there. Hachi Kriyas and Megillah in the Tama Torah." Gives two teruts, second teruts. Harav Shalom and Talmidim. The Hemek was Shema Mikra Megillah, but Rav Adayin Lo Shama. She Vatel Harav. V'yelech l'shmor mikra megillah avshtay dezei yisbatlu atamidim. Is that true? You have to be mevatel tava Torah the rabbin to do a mitzvah? What do you say? Is that really true? That's a chiddush. Tava Torah the rabbin is such an important thing. Yeah, not so simple. Rabosai, I'll show you something which is interesting. Look at this. Keva and Divina Shikras Kula, Lom Lohirsik means Rebbe, Likrosa. Why didn't the Rebbe stop to finish the whole Shema? He only said one Pasuk. Pasuk Mishan Bilvad. In Shalom Hanamidi Adam Shalom and Levado. Ava Mishalom and Torah Barabim, Ein Ola Hafsik. You should not stop a mitzvah to for Talmud, because the Talmud Torah drama is more important, except for one Pasuk of Kabbalah Shalom Ava Shalom. What's going on over here? Here's the answer again. It's a separate category. It's a Rishash and Seretz. Although normally, Talmud Torah drama beats mitzvahs, but Megillah is an exception. So we have five distinctions we have now. But my big question is, how do the rabbis make this up? Out of the clear blue sky, they have a new category of mitzvahs? There's five exceptions, and it's more chumma than d'oraisa? What is that? Yeah?
Isn't that just like a Megillah? We don't.
No, that's not true. You absolutely would. Except you could do it later. You can do it later. That's what you do it later. But over here, it was can't do Talmud Torah around later because just can't do it. The other around wouldn't work. In other words, what are you going to say over here? Learn to hear the Megillah later? You won't be able to hear the Megillah later. No, you have to hear it now. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's my Chiddush. Anyway, Rabbo, so listen carefully. So we have two questions. First question was the Minchas Tinnus question. The second question was, where the rabbis get it from? So my answer is, Kushya achas mituretz b'chavata. These two questions answer each other. The Sefer HaChinuch understood from the fact that the rabbis created a whole new category of mitzvahs called Pursum Anissa, that there must be a paradigm in the Torah somewhere. They called the Tikkun Rabbanu, came to write the Tikkun. They had to have someone. And he discovered, you know what? The mitzvahs asay the oraisa of Pursum Anissa is nothing, none other than, you got it, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, that is a mitzvah Pursum Anissa. And that is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And that's where the Chazal got it from. Wow. Memela, by definition, women have to be chayiv and tzibur tzias mitzrayim, because the whole idea that we started with, the nashim chayiv in the derabbanan dikas, is based upon the d'oraisa. I'm bringing a raya. But my Rebbe's pshat. My Rebbe's pshat was, in the Yotze v'Shabbos HaGadol, you don't say Shos HaNisim by Kiddush, the first of the Abakosis. Why? Shetzorach l'omer b'agoda v'roar l'kof l'omayim. But that's on Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. Ah, we understand very well. There's a bracha on the mitzvah of Pursum Anissa. Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim is a Pursum Anissa d'oraisa. So you should have said it right then and there. Except they had a longer bracha of Asher Golanum, which serves as a Shos HaNisim for Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, as well as for the Abacost, which go together with it. Wow. 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 Fine. Fine. I want to show you something interesting. Something interesting. You know, there is a Birkei Yosef. Can I get Birkei Yosef? I can?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, I can. Okay, let's. Yeah. Here we go. Okay, Yosef. Tough Ayin Gimel. Watch this. What's going on here? I missed it. Hold on. Test Vov. Take a look, okay? Chosav Rabbeis Dovin, Ein Atam Neshe Noshim Chayavas Kriyas Agoda, Shem Mitzvah Sasei Shizman Gerami, I Arba Koisis, that's about the Rabbanans, the Raisa, Zman Gerama, same as the Minchas Chinuch said, look at Sukkah, Sukkah is also a Nes, still pturis. Sagada, the potter. Either chayim and matzah. That's a hekesh. Yeah, he doesn't understand. Fine. That's what he suggests. So far, so good. Sukkah is no raya, according to my Rebbe. Because sukkah is not a mitzvah of persumenisa. The zeichel and eis. Spoke about that in the previous year. It's not persumenisa. Oh. Now. Let's see if I can find one. I'm looking for it. Quotes of Maharam. Rambra broke with Shuvosov. Ein lahak shesimad dekom anashim cheos b'kiddushan dvar Torah zocha v'shamar v'lo pirish mitam sh'af hein ayin sham mashma kam v'sus to say doraisa chayavas b'doraisa hechadi shayach tam sh'af hein u'kifizeh nirish ha'chayavas b'agoda midoraisa midoraisa. What do you see? What do you see? He's saying, right, then he quotes the Chinuch. Ah! It's Chorm and the Kavis. Chayavis Bagoda Midaraisa. How do you like that? He proves it from the Shulchan Aruch. Noshim Chayav Adal Kos, the Chol Mitzvah Noach to also Laila. Gam Bagoda Chayavis. That's what I saw in Rav Yosef. Chol Mitzvah the Pischa. So, Baruch Hashem, that's, I think, my pshat. Afen Ebon's name applies to Doraisis, applies to Agoda. Except the way I'm suggesting it, see Priestly Mitzrayim is the source. Rabbanan came Doraisa. The Book of Yosef sounds like some kind of other source, or some Svarach Hitzona. Doesn't say what it is. Okay. But of course, the question becomes, where does it come from? Very nice, I said a whole Shtickle Torah. I have to have a source. Yeah. Right. That's the source. But where's that in the Torah? Where's that in the Torah? So the Menachas Chinuch suggested, based on a Zohar, Siyam HaShabbos, a Katsho. That's not just a simple pshat. We'll come to it in a second. But first, since we're talking about, Farshi HaShas. You're the wrong category. But Farshi HaShas, watch this now. They don't even have things you print in the back of the regular shas. I'm sorry. It's a Cheshik Shlomo. He says it's based on the Hekesh. You have to look at the Pasuk. You have to look at Chumash. That's a radical thought. Chumash. Zocher sayom azeh, asher tosin b'mitzrayim b'beis avodim, ki b'chol zegor atziyah Hashem eschem izeh, v'lo yachol chometz. Just as the Chazal dashed in Pesachim, based on the pasuk in Dvarim, there it says, lo sochol olav chometz, shivus yom tov olam atzav lechamoni, kol shesh tov b'tov chol chometz, shirchil matzav. So the Chesh Hashem has his own, he became a Satana, has his own Russia, the Chayim and chometz, the Chayim and Zocher. I saw that Rabbi Zevin and Hamawana Baloch, yes, you can't make your own. You can't do such a thing. You can't do such. You can't make your own drasha. Unless you'll say that it's based on the Sefer Achinuch with a whole Shtickle Torah, but that's the source. Because he didn't make it up himself. He got it from our whole Shtickle. Still a Chiddush. Still a big Chiddush. Still a Chiddush. More than that. The look on the Chinuch, you get an impression that Zohar goes on every day. Look what Rashi says. Rashi, Aviyam Afarshim. Lama Shemaskir Yitzhiz Mitzrayim B'chol Yom. Every day. So there's nothing to do with Pesach night. We'll see the Rambam disagrees. We'll see there's two different Mechiltas. Mechilta the Rabbi Shmuel, the Rashbi. We'll see that if we have a chance. We'll get to it if we have a chance. Fine. As a matter of fact, the Minchas Chinuch asks a kasha against Rashi from the Mechilta, because the Rambam quotes a Mechilta, but it's the two different Mechiltas. Anyway, the Minchas Chinuch is a zoch of the Kiddush. The Rambam says, let's read the Rambam, see what the Rambam says. The Rambam's Lashon in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chametz Matzah. I'm going to write it this. Mitzvah Sestachel told us Abba Nisim Shanif Lashon Shem 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 Zohar Sayom Azeh. Not like Rashi, it's going on only on Pesach night. Kemo Shanemar Zohar Sayom Shabbos. So the whole world took us, wow, where did he get it from? What does it mean? The Michal Skinnik, it's a Kiddush Nifla. Just like women are Chayiv in Kiddush, they're Chayiv in Zohar on Pesach night. The Chinuch never mentioned this drasha, right. And he says, I guess it goes on every day. The kids can't be. So there is one possibility, which is based upon a Gemara. The Gemara is a Pesachim. I made allusion to it before. This is suggested by the Stipler Kilas Yaakov. I didn't find it in any of the Kilas Yaakovs on the Maseches. There's a Kilas Yaakov Chelek Yud. Maybe they printed it on, you know, the new ones on Pesachim, but I didn't see it in Pesachim. In the olden days, maybe things have changed. And the Pesachim, the following Gemara. Watch this. Suma pota lo ma'agoda. Ksiv hocha baru zeh. Ksiv hosam b'neinu zeh. By the Sora Mora. Ma'alam pat la suma. Ha'kam pat la suma. They asked Rav Yosef, who said the Haggadah? Who said the Haggadah? Nah, they hold Matzah is Mana Zed the Rabbanan. What? Who's talking about Matzah over here? We're talking about Tzibris Yis Mitzrayim. What kind of Matzah? There's a stipple, you see from here, there's a link between Matzah and Tzibris Yis Mitzrayim. Since women are Chayiv in Matzah, they were also Chayiv in Tzibris Yis Mitzrayim. That's what he says. That's the base of the Chinuch. I don't know if that's true. I'd have to get to it today. If not, next week, lean at it. Whenever, lean at it. I have a different pshat. I have my own pshat. It's a pasuk mefurish. It's a pasuk. A pasuk. It's a pasuk. V'amartem zevach pesachu l'Hashem. When you make a Korban Pesach, we have to speak about it. We paskin halacha lemaisa that women are chayiv in Korban Pesach. So that's what the chayiv and tzipri at Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'll try to prove to you that I'm right. I'll try to prove to you. Two proofs. One, Tash Beitz, Chelek Gimel. No, take that back. Chelek Aleph. Chelek Aleph, Simen Gimel. Okay. Tshuva. Talks about women. Sochem Yalfina Mimikwa, the Nashim and Pesach, Rishon Chova, Vesheni Rishus. Aye, why? Tama Furish. Vishatama Pesach Al Shum. Shaposra Mogra Bodhi was saved with time, Nogos was trying to obtain a hitzel. For him, how you also an ace! Who many times then is Chayvim Miguel of Hanukkah? How do you like that? He says, my vort. The mamash my vort. Chavit the Tashbates. Meiridik. 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 Kendi Rali. Oh! If that's the case, gentlemen, I want to suggest, as I said before, again to Minchas Chinuch, who said, that this mitzvah, bizbuz mamono, is only up to 1/5. No! Kol mamono. This is the paradigm for the Mishnah of Pesachim Abakos, which is from which the Rambam derived Ner Chanuk as the Magad Mishnah explained. And I have a Mefurish Araya. A Mefurish Araya. Yes, sir.
How do we know
he's not talking about Zechel Nes? No, Zechel Nes would not be. Up 1/5 of your money. There's only a special.
The Tashbish, he says,
that's what it means. Afein Havos says it means Pesum Anisa. It's only found by three places. That's it. Doesn't find anywhere else. Right? Let's go back to the Tashbish. Go back again. Where was it? I lost it. Passed it, right? Yeah. Furish. He tells it, right? And he compares it. Yeah. That's what he says. All you want to say, matzah. That's for the same reason of carbon paste. Maybe.
Is he connected to Seabreeds even trying? Or are you just talking about one of the five carbon paste?
He links carbon paste of straight to Chanukah and Purim, the Megillah. Okay. I'm going to show you. No, so I'm saying, what's the connection? I believe the connection is a Sipur. Or, it says a Chayim in Korban Pesach, and he puts in, Korban Pesach is not a dry Litvish mitzvah to say. You got to, my mind is ever passed, you got to explain about this, Afin Esmanes, like Chanukah and Megillah. So, I'm going to prove it to you, gentlemen. I'm going to prove it to you. Where was I? Was I in Shmos here? Where was I? Oh, I goofed it.
You go back.
Yeah, but I want to go. New base. Well, I want Rashi with the Chumash. Legs, 1 second. Okay. Now I hope it's going to work. Links again. Let's hope it works. Yes, it works. Okay, Pasuk, it should be Pasuk Dalet, I think. Look what I discovered. B'michsas nefashis. We're going to say it this Shabbos. This is Parsha Chodesh. Right? This is important. No, we're finally speaking about Parsha Shavuot. Parsha Chodesh. It's 12 o'clock already. We finally got to the Parsha. B'michsas nefashis. Look what it says. Lo shi'chalka b'kinyan ha'selet v'erech ha'shirus shalish. B'michsas nefashis. The fear and the fush is here at Tashlumin. Should we hold Mutal Afil Alonish and Machazer al Psochim? Kimo? Dalit Kosus Mizmanazer. Pile ploy mamish. The Nitziv says that you can, as a comparison between Dalit Kosus and Korban Pesach with respect to, you gotta pay money, more than 1/5 of your money. That's where this, in other words, what he basically is saying over here, what he's saying, by binyan, at the moment, you have no money, you're potter. You're potter. You don't have to give Machzor L'Psachim. You're not mechuyev to give. Pesach Shakol mechuyevim bo. And that's exactly how the Chazal knew Arba Kosis. From the word Meches, Michsas. You go over to the IRS and say, I'm not going to give you more than 20% of my money. My rabbi said so. You're in jail. And they're right. It's a Meches, a tax. You can't say. So Korban Pesach is a tax. That's how we. That's the source for Yochsim Chomash. For this, again, the paradigm of the rice. So you see, it's more linked to Korban Pesach than to Matzah. That's why I'm suggesting my pshat. Fine. Oh. So far, Abosai, so good. Adkan, we finish our Shtikl Torah. Done. Only have 15 minutes to go. How am I going to get to what I really want to say? Wow. Well, let's start, okay? We'll start. Well, if you won't finish it, I'll owe it to you for next week sometime or other if it works out. Or the week after. Belina, I don't think I can finish this whole piece now, but let's see. Here we go. This is the one I told you about when we spoke with Megillah once. Did we once speak about Megillah? I never showed it to you inside, I don't think. I don't think so. He is the one who says, my ikavart by Megillah. Right? The Bahag, women are chayev, only in Shvi and not in Kriya. What does it mean? Look what he says. The Rabbah writes in Lichos Shavuos. Ma she'en yodu ala l'chachamim, Lo choshev nikra the gimel b'nei adam. Okay. Let's take a look. I guess we should look. He says to look. We should look there. Dov yadu eish tachachama bali seichel umadash ha-shemesh gudolim in oretz. Mea v'shivim pavim? What? Is that true to today's scientists? Let's go on the internet. How big is the earth? How big is the sun? Okay, see, the Ram said 170 times. I wonder if the modern science says. Nish v'echad min ha-om. Shashemesh gudolim min ha-oretz. What did it say? 100 million times bigger. Okay.
109.
That's not bad. Look at 170. Hey, they weren't so far off from time Rambam's time. Nish v'echad min ha-om. Shashemesh gudolim min ha-oretz. Ein elokim mishmi shvua shav. Sh'af al pi shadav ha-kenu. Ain the Mazer Golov Yadu Lacholam, and the Gdolia Chacham and Bilvat. And the Chaival of Nishbal Domash and Golov Yadu, the Shosham Neodam, Mishar Om, Ish, Ish. I don't know, today's world, and the college campus is an Ish and Ish anymore. I don't know if this is true anymore. Evan, Shu, Evan, Evan is still an Evan. Not that they haven't changed yet. Okay. The Chaiman Ish, Shah, Shemesh, Time and Arts, and the Loka, Abish and the Kain, and the Yadu Shilada, and the Nishbal, Ish, Ish. Who rolls a ta- whatever I'm gonna get involved in. Okay, set the case of Mishnah. Yeah. It calls the Gemara. Who should niggle give him the other? Avalonika have a shuas sheker. So on this basis, the Abnezer says that was not well known to everybody. You can't call it Pesuminisa. Impossible. Oh, Hachinami, watch this. Masha Shomer Kaone ain't Pesuminis Mashu Kaone. Kemer Shazer and Yodua Lakol. Pafla Shomer, Menu Chochem, and Yodazer. Will have you Pesuminis? I feel low by Masha Choshev Kriya Yedei Shomer Kona. Rak Shmiyasa Levad. So Kriyas Megillah Mishra Pesum and Nisa. It must be only Shmiyah. Because they have the Kriya, you wouldn't be also Shomer Kona. How do you like that? Then he goes on with his Amolek, which I have a different spin. So basically, based upon this, Rabosai, Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, I would say according to the Abnezer, you shouldn't say Shomer Kona. Because Pesume Nisa. Ooh. It's against the Gemara, Rabosai. It's against the Gemara of Yosef, Rav Sheshes, we Yotze by him. We saw the Gemara before. Yeah?
How come by Megillah were Yotze?
You're not. Shomer Ka'one is only in the midst of Shmiya. It's in the midst of Shmiya, not in the midst of Kriya. So the Pesume Nisa aspect of Megillah is only the Shmiya. That's exactly the point. Pesume Nisa aspect is only the Shmiya, because the Shmiya is before some Nakol. Everyone knows you listened. Not everyone knows you read. That's my whole verse. So Kriya is only on the men. What's the, that was my end.
Good. So I said, I'll make her Megillah?
Oh, it's so according to the Ramah, you should make a bracha of Lishma Megillah. Yeah. I state. Watch this. So Chunu is enough Gemara for Keretz. If my shtickle is correct, not so simple. Why? Well, but Mitzias Mitzrayim by Mato, we saw what the Stipel says about it. Okay. May I have the following Makuda? I only have 10 minutes to go. I'll give you the following Makuda. Rabosai, we'll do whatever we can. Look at the Mishnayos on the previous Amud. Two Mishnayos, Mishnah. Maschel v'gnus v'messayim v'shvach v'dorash me'arami ovidovi yirbe kol ha'parasha kula. Mishnah 1, number 1. Next Mishnah. Rabbi Galileo Omer. What? Can you finish a sentence? Kol shlo omar nu shlo shedvorem ele v'pesach v'yosei chavos elehen pesach matzah u'moro. Okay. Fine. So we make the following Mahalach Rabosai. The first Mishnah is the independent mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's it. Maschel Gnus, Shayim B'Shvach, Rami Avirovi and Shimon called that Parsha Kuvah. It's an independent mitzvah, nothing to do with anything. Separate mitzvah. Okay? Now, we talk about V'yotze Echavasa. Right? What does that mean? What mitzvah you're not Yotze? Let's look in the Mefarshim. What does it mean? It says, I mean, I should show you really. I don't know if it's going to be an Amud Aleph from the base. We'll try Amud Aleph first, and then we'll... go to Amud Beis. What? Meza Chushi Agodos. Okay. We're back here. Sorry. Back here. Try this. Okay. Ah! Lavatina Mishai Mitzvahs to buy Shiyom Ben Hashem. My disagreement with Baruch Allah mitzvahs enough. Aval tamim before Shpitz Vachim, etc., etc., etc. So what's he saying over here? What's he saying? Pesach, it says, Hashem Shem Pesach. And Matzah. And Moror. From the Marsha, I get an impression. Liotzte Chovaso means the Chovas Matzah. Because it says, with, what is it called, the Pasuk? Shivas Yomim. What Matzah? Yeah. Matzah, Ksiv, Zayin, Yom, Tochel, of Matzahs. L'man Tizkor. Hanash, Tizkor, Sher, Richa, Kochom, and Atumah. This is, remember, I got it over here. But L'yotze, Echovas, what? L'yotze, Echovas, Matzah. At all? L'yotze, Echovas, Matzah, at all? At all? It's hard to believe that, no? This is a Ramban. This is a Ramban, Rabosai. Where is it? Where's Ramban? Milchamas Hashem. Brochus. I guess it's that Beis. I guess it's a Amud Aleph. I don't know. The page numbers here. Do they work? Oh. The question when we said Yosei Chavasa, does it really mean it literally? Oh, Yosei Chavasa. That expression doesn't necessarily mean you're not Yosei at all. That's what he's trying to prove somewhere. Oh, it means mitzvah kalacha. Doesn't mean you're not yotze at all. Has he proved it's true? Kol shloma gimel dvar melev pesach chavaso. Lo shiyetzarach lachzor lechol pesach matzah maror. Mitzvah chatchila. So you see, pasha pshat spoke on the mitzvah of matzah b'pshuta. So I want to make the following suggestion: the two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah, independent mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's one mitzvah. Then there's another mitzvah. The other mitzvah is wrong page here, 1 second. Links. I was here before, whatever. Let's just see it in print. This is the mitzvah of Sipur, which is connected to Pesach Matzah Mor, not independent mitzvah of Sipur. May I want to make the following suggestion? The Gemara is not discussing Sipur independently. The whole sugi over here of Suma, etc., it's connected to Matzah, that's only the dependent mitzvah. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as it connects to Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. That's what we're talking about. Sipur is a separate mitzvah. So therefore we can say, if Matzah is Matzah, as the Rabbanon, this particular mitzvah of the link is the Rabbanon. And of course, that din, which the Prat and Mitzvah Matzah, as the Masha said, you say Shomei Kahonet. But maybe the din of Sipur is an independent din. We can argue, maybe you would not say Shomei Kahonet. In any event, Rabosai, Poshup Shad and the Gemara over here, we're not discussing the Gemara of the Ikum Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because there it says, V'higadata Lebincha. V'higadata Lebincha. What's Shomei Kahonet? The mitzvah is V'higadata Lebincha. Let's ask, what's this Gemara talking about? Talking about the dependent mitzvah. The dependent mitzvah. You know who says so? Chazon Ovadja. We can get him? We get a Chazon Ovadja? Can't get it?
In the Tshuva?
No. Chazon Ovadja on Pesach. Can't get it. Okay, believe that. Maybe we should stop here. I'm very chavar by Rabbi Ovadja. So believe that next time we discuss this, remind me to bring him. We have a base marriage now, yes? So next time I talk about Pesach, believe that will happen at least once between now and Pesach. Remind me before the Shia, bring him a Chazon Ovadja. And we'll start with that, okay? And then we'll try to finish this Inyan. We need to know how this year to try to finish this, okay? We're off the record. I want to know if anybody's willing to help me out.